The Grace of Saints. Before his death, Jesus told his disciples, quote, "I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away," end quote. John 16:7. What is this advantage Jesus had in mind? He understood that his departure would mean the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Quote, "I still have many things to say to you," Jesus told them. "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth," end quote. John 16:12-13. We now have the advantage of the Holy Spirit with us, guiding us and teaching us. But there's another advantage closely related to the Spirit we often overlook. Not only has the Holy Spirit come to guide us, but he has also guided the people of Christ throughout the ages. We have the advantage of learning from the faithful women and men who have gone before us. They, with the Spirit, have forged the path we now follow. Depending on one's church tradition, we may limit our learning to the saints found in the Bible. However, there are many more generations of Christians between the time of the New Testament and today who have preceded us and who now surround us as a great cloud of witnesses. Some have even been memorialized by church tradition as saints, a word that means holy ones, and which the New Testament uses to identify every follower of Christ. We are indebted to their faithfulness just as future generations, by God's grace, will be indebted to ours. In the coming days, I'll be writing about a saint who has helped me see Christ more clearly and inspired me to follow him more faithfully. As you will discover, many of these women and men were far from perfect, just like the flawed characters that fill the Bible. They often struggled, stumbled, and failed. But through both their obedience and their sin, we see the undeniable evidence of God's grace. As Dallas Willard said, quote, "The greatest saints are not those who need less grace, but those who consume the most grace, who indeed are most in need of grace, those who are saturated by grace in every dimension of their being. Grace to them is like breath," end quote. In your time of prayer today, I encourage you to remember those who've influenced and inspired your faith. Give thanks to God for those who have been guided by the Holy Spirit before you, and remember that the same Spirit now dwells in you. Hebrews 12:1-2 and 13:7-8. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Gospel of John 16:5-15. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, "Where are you going?" But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The weekly prayer comes from Soren Kierkegaard. O Lord Jesus Christ, I long to live in your presence, to see your human form and to watch you walking on earth. I do not want to see you through the darkened glass of tradition, nor through the eyes of today's values and prejudices. I want to see you as you were, as you are, and as you always will be. I want to see you as an offense to human pride, as a man of humility, walking amongst the lowliest of men, and yet as the Savior and Redeemer of the human race. Amen. With God Daily is produced by Measure the Clouds Ministries. To support Measure the Clouds, please visit withgoddaily.com.